Welcome to The Uncanny Link, where physics meets metaphysics, the podcast that can help you optimize your decision-making skills in just under 30 minutes. And I'm your host, Vaishali Nikade.
Hello, 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 everybody. This is Vaishali, and today's episode is about intuitive decision-making. How you can use intuition to make decisions for your business, and perhaps you could use it for any other decision that you are faced with, and you want to make the decision. Logic says go this way, intuition says go that way, and there is no way for you to actually go in both directions because you can only make one choice. And if the choice is wrong, then you go that way and then you realize that, oh, I should have gone the other way. So how do you actually flex this muscle? How do you actually figure out which decision is going to be the correct one or the one which is going to take you closer to your destination rather than further away? So nothing beats practice in real life. And I would like to give an example of when I was training for a half marathon. This was a while back, and I had been exercising in the gym for a long, long time, but I had just never run more than maybe a mile or so on the treadmill. I would go and do all the classes on step aerobics, on kickboxing, on weight training. I would do all the machines, but I had never really run more than a mile or so. So when we had a group training for half marathon, I decided to sign up. And before signing up, I asked the coach. I said that I was interested in getting into the training. And I have very little running experience. So should I sign up or should I not? And she said, oh yeah, it's no big deal. For the first run, you just need to run 5 miles. And you have about 3 weeks to practice that. And I was like, oh my God, 3 weeks and I barely know how to run. How am I going to practice that? So I went on Google and I searched how you can start running as a beginner if you've never run. And I had never specially run on the streets before. I had run on the treadmill, but never really on the streets, because if you are a runner, you'll realize that running on the treadmill is not the same as running on the streets. And running on the streets is not the same as trail running. So this was going to be running on the streets to practice for the half marathon. So after I Googled that, they had a system called run-walk method, which is you initially run for, let's say, a minute or so, and then walk for 2 minutes, 3 minutes to recover because you've never run before. And then you keep doing that to build your running muscle. And once you get comfortable with it, then instead of running for 1 minute, you walk, and walking for 3 minutes, you run for 2 minutes and walk for 2 minutes. And then once you get comfortable with that, you start running for 3 minutes and walking for 1 minute. And gradually you build up the muscle, and pretty soon you'll be able to run for, say, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes at a stretch. And then you can just walk for 1 minute or so. And it's called like the 4-1 split or 4-1 method, where you run for 4 minutes and walk for 1 minute. And because you are pausing and you are taking a break, it turns out that it's actually a lot faster to reach your destination than just continuously running, because by the end of the run, or as you get closer to your destination, your body gets really, really tired. So I practiced that And then once I went in for the first week or the first day of the first week to run, I actually ended up running 5 miles. My practice was only 3 miles, but I ended up running 5 miles. And by the time I was done, my legs were like real rocks because I had never run so much distance before. But the good part is after that, I got used to it a little bit, and then I would go with the group and run. And I ended up running the half marathon. So how is that related to making decisions for anything related to business and using intuition? I've covered different types of intuition in some of the previous episodes, like clairvoyance and claircognizance and clairsentience and clairaudience, all the episodes which end with demystified. You're welcome to listen to those episodes, and I have also given you some examples. But now let's look at practicing it in real life. So those were examples I gave you to understand how it happens and how you can trace those back in your life to see how things happened. But now we are looking at something where we actually practice making a decision intuitively and seeing it play out right in front of us. So you don't have to wait for 2 weeks or 3 weeks to see the results to see if the decision you made was correct or not, but you pretty much know it within, say, less than 5 minutes or so. And when you practice this skill, it is like flexing the muscle. And as you start flexing the muscle, it is similar to what I described in running, where initially you were only running for 1 minute and walking for 3 minutes, and then you rolled that over to run for 3 minutes and walk for 1 minute gradually by increasing your running and decreasing your walks. But in the beginning, you didn't start there. And the same thing goes with making a decision with intuition and logic. Think about the run walk as intuition and logic. Because most people are used to making logical decisions, in the beginning, it is more of a logical decision they are making. And then as they start flexing the intuitive muscle, they will start expanding the intuitive muscle. And as you move forward, it is almost as though you are expanding more of the intuitive muscle and using less of logic. So it's almost like you're making a decision more intuitively and less logically. So if you have no experience, how do you actually do it? How do you actually move forward? So some of the common scenarios, and I took a few scenarios which most people will be able to practice in real life. So the first one is related to, let's say, hiking or going for a walk. And let's say you are going for a hike and then there is a person in front of you. This is actually from my hike from last week. So I practiced this in order to make sure that I can actually see it happen right there within a few minutes or so. So I saw this person who was hiking in front of me, and there was a split on the trail, which means that you could either go right or you could go left. And intuitively, you should be able to tell which direction the person is going to go. So because intuition is more futuristic, or because it does not have the bounds of space or the bounds of time, you should pretty much be able to tell which direction the person is going to go. So I looked at that person, or I was watching that person, and they were very close to the split. And I said, let me just use my intuition and see which way they're going to go. And I said, it looks like they're going to go right. And then I waited. It almost seemed that I was off because they veered a little bit towards the left, but then they ended up going right. So this is one way to practice it. Like, just if you see a person walking in front of you, and if there's a split on the trail, or you could even do it on the street, if they're walking on the street, you could just use your intuition to figure out whether the person is going to make a right turn or a left turn. And in the beginning, you may not get it 100%, and that is fine. It is a muscle, just like anything else, you flex it. And as you flex the muscle, you build it. And as you build it, it becomes stronger. And as it becomes stronger, it becomes more accurate. It's just like lifting weights. If you've never lifted weights, you start with like 1 pound or 2 pounds, and then you start increasing the weights. And then pretty soon you'll say that, oh, the 1 pound or 2 pound was a joke. So this is the first example you can practice with. And the next example would be that of a grocery store. So if you still go to the grocery store, I know that most people, some people may go, some people may just order home delivery. But if you happen to go to the grocery store, there is two ways you can do it. One way is, before you go in line, you can figure out whether you're going to check out faster if you go in line number one versus line number two. And you can just look at both the lines and see that, oh, these look about equal. There's like two people ahead of me in both the lines. So should I go with line one or line two? Which one will I be able to get a faster checkout? And you can just mark the people in front of you. You can just take a quick look at them and just decide which line you're going to go with. And then when you check out, you take a look at the other line, and then you see whether you got faster by being in the line you went, or you were actually slower. So this is just one way you can use it in the grocery store to be able to figure out as to which line you are going to stand in order to get a faster checkout. Another way is, let's say that you're standing in a line, and there is a parallel line on, say, aisle number two. You're in aisle number one, and then there's a line in aisle number two, and you can actually make a prediction, for lack of a better term, as to which person is going to get to the grocery checkout first, whether it's going to be the person in line one or line two, because both people are standing and you don't know how long each checkout person is going to take. So you can ask yourself which person will actually pay and get out faster, or which person will get to the checkout faster. So it's just playing with these examples and then seeing what actually happens in front of you. Like, does the person in line one get to checkout faster, or does the person in line two get to checkout faster? And then you can actually use it to be in a line which you think is going to move the fastest. A long time back, maybe 3 to 5 years back, I would use this a lot. I would say, which line is going to move fast? And then I would go and stand in that line. So that's something you can do when you are at the grocery store. And then the next example is that of the phone. Most people use phones, and unfortunately, a lot of the phones have caller IDs. So people actually check the caller IDs before deciding to take the call. But before you check the caller ID, you can make a guess as to who it is that is calling. And by making that guess, you are actually not guessing, you're predicting, or you're flexing your intuitive muscle. You may not get it right the first time, or the second time, or the third time, but as you start flexing the muscle, you will start using it and building it. And maybe it will take you 5 times or 10 times or 15 times to get it right. But you, as you build it, you will get closer and closer to being more accurate. So this is what it actually means to make a decision using intuition, or using intuition for decision making. Essentially, you are trying to predict as to which decision is going to get you wherever it is that you want to go. And by flexing this muscle, in certain real life scenarios, you are actually building this muscle. And by building this muscle, you are becoming more of an intuitive decision maker than a logical decision maker. And when you start practicing this in real life and then using this same skill in business, then you will realize that your decisions will be more intuitive. And even though they may not make sense logically, they will take you faster to your destination or wherever it is that you want to go. So I hope that you found this episode helpful, and I would love to hear from you as to what kind of decisions you have been practicing with and how your accuracy is coming out in terms of practicing it in real life. And as you hone your accuracy, then you can become more and more good, or you can get finer layers of information in terms of what is going to happen. That's essentially what I do as a business psychic, which is go and make predictions in terms of finer layers of what is going to happen and predict the outcomes, or predict what is the detour you will need to take in order to get to where you want to be. So if you are interested to work with me, then go ahead and hit the work with me button, and you can turn in the form, the application form, and I would love to hear from you. And don't forget to leave a comment or a review wherever it is that you are listening to this podcast. And I will see you next time. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend on iTunes, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast. You can also get more information on my website, theuncannylink.com.